privatization, a factor that could play a serious role in the quest for economic growth. In recent history, it has been adopted by many different political systems and has spread to every region of the world, including Iran. It was in 2006 when leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, decreed a renewed effort to privatize the economy and said in his order that ceding 80% of the shares of large companies will serve to bring about economic development, social justice, and the elimination of poverty. To accelerate the industrialization process and in line with the country's plan to privatize 80% of its state-owned assets, government and private sector figures have once again gathered under one roof and signed a contract under which the private sector is to invest $700 million in 8 major ports in the country. The event was accompanied by Iran's Minister of Roads and Urban Development. He pointed to the country's dire need for the participation of private sector in different areas.
The first step is to build trust between the government and private sector. We have passed this step successfully, and a steady stream of investors are pitching in to build their country. In the first 8 months of this year, 45% worth roughly $600 million have been signed with the private sector, but the capacity in ports and marine industry is yet to be met.
Among the participants were the governors of two major provinces which are regarded as Iran's transit hubs, Golan in north and Hormozgan in south. According to the governor of Hormozgan province, $200 million of the contract is allocated to 5 projects in this province.
One of the most important projects is the construction of water desalination plant in Shahid Rajai port. In terms of transportation, we need to invest more because 70% of the country's transit is conducted through this port.
Iranian officials believe that domestic investment can compensate to a great extent for the lack of foreign presence in the country's projects.
The U.S. ban on foreign contribution has partly led to an increased cost in our projects, but has not stopped us from completing them, as the government is delegating most of its projects to the private sector.
As part of its plan to reduce dependence on oil revenues, the Islamic Republic has put privatization at the top of its agenda. Yusef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.